With less than 7,000 troops and observers scattered across Darfur, Sudan, an area about the size of France, the African Union has struggled to keep the peace. Jan Pronk is the United Nations Special Envoy to Sudan.
They are there because the Western world in the Security Council asked them to go there, and we let them do the job with bound hands. If you do not give them the resources, the African countries do not have the equipment which is necessary to intervene and to control such a battle. The Western countries do have. So if you ask the African soldiers to do the dirty work, give them the tools.
And Pronk says the international community has not done that, failing to provide key resources to stop the killing, banditry, and ceasefire violations that continue in Darfur.
We failed. What we have done so far was picking up the pieces and muddling through. So we came too late and we did too little.
Despite a period of relative calm late last year, the AU force has increasingly been overwhelmed by what analysts and reporters who have traveled there say has become a much more complex war zone, one in which the UN estimates has killed 180,000 people over the last 3 years and displaced 2 million others. Suleiman Baldo is the director for the Africa program at the International Crisis Group.
But since the last quarter of the year, we are witnessing a marked deterioration, with both parties, government and rebels, involved in outright breaches of the ceasefire agreement, including attacks against the African Union itself, and for the first time also attacks against the internally displaced.
So Pronk has asked the UN Security Council to back a strong UN peacekeeping force. He envisions it as a mission that would stabilize the region, secure a lasting truce, and pave the way for productive peace talks taking place in Nigeria, which have so far failed. And he says the African Union has agreed to the idea.
The Security Council, and I just come back from the Security Council meeting in New York, have not yet taken that decision either. And we need it, otherwise we cannot do anything. Imagine there will be such a decision. Then the African Union will have to stay for a while in order to help the UN to prepare its coming. It has to be big force, at least twice as big as the African Union now. It has to be strong, with weapons with which they can defend themselves, they are being attacked, and with which they can disarm the militia. I think you need a force which will stay along, because all these more than 2 million people will have to return home. They are not returning home if it is not safe. They don't think it's safe if they're being so-called protected by their own army, because their army did attack them in the past. So they need an international protection force for a number of years.
But Jean-Christophe Bayard, a top advisor for the European Union, disagrees with Pronk's assessment of the AU's performance in Darfur. Bayard says, given the difficulty of the situation and the newness of the African Union, officially inaugurated just over 3 years ago, it has done as well as can be expected. Bayard also casts doubt on the idea that the international community is ready to take on the Darfur operation.
They are doing it also because we don't want to do it. We, Western countries, we are not ready to send troops there, despite the fact that what's going on there is very serious. But all this taken into account, we think that they are doing well, they do their best, situation has stabilized, it has allowed peace negotiation to go on.
The AU summit set for January 23rd and 24th in Khartoum is expected to be dominated by this issue, as well as another very sensitive one, whether or not Sudan, as host, can legitimately take over the chairmanship of the organization, as is customary. Again, Suleiman Baldo of the International Crisis Group.
In its own right, this is an issue. If Khartoum chairs the African Union, this would lead to a total loss of credibility of the African Union, in the sense that the African Union is involved in political mediation to resolve the conflict in Darfur between the government and the rebels. And Khartoum cannot be chairing the African Union because it will be a party to that conflict and also a judge of it.
But UN Envoy Pronk says he believes that issue has already been discussed privately among African leaders.
I have indications that there are quite a number of African countries hesitant, and that that message has been understood in Khartoum. I think people want to have a face-saving device now, and they are discussing that. I think they will find a solution.
Whatever decision is made, the 53 members of the African Union will address that issue and the future of the Darfur mission when they gather next week in Sudan. They will also undoubtedly be faced with a number of other pressing concerns, including rising tensions between Ethiopia and Eritrea, as well as the crumbling peace process in Ivory Coast. Kay Maddox, VOA News, Washington.